You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Dr. Deborah Jones, who is Waverly School Superintendent. Good evening, Doctor. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing awfully well. Heard about an important school board meeting last night, and an important vote was taken at that meeting, vote that's going to help you to restructure the district.
Yes, we're looking forward to that.
Well, and that's what caught my attention. We hear a lot of school districts right now with budget problems talking about have to reinvent themselves and so forth, and many of them aren't looking at it with much excitement. You seem to be taking a different tact with that, and you do seem to be excited about the opportunity to reinvent the school district.
Absolutely. We had actually been working on this as early as fall and communicating with our patrons and the community and the staff and actually the parents of our students about how we could better serve the Waverly community in educationally. So we're looking forward to taking four buildings, four elementary buildings that we currently have that house K to four, and to reconfigure them into three buildings next year. It'll be an early childhood center with only preschool, kindergarten, and first graders from all over the Waverly District in it. And then two buildings will be second through fourth graders.
And what are there some cost savings involved with this, or is this about streamlining and being more effective?
It's a combination of both. By streamlining and being more effective, we are going to have a cost savings. And but it was first initially investigated as an idea of how we could better serve our community for their academics and to promote that. So it's a first step in that process. But yes, so there was always a cost savings whenever you physically close a building, and when you combine staffs of four buildings into staffs for three buildings, there will be a cost savings in personnel.
And personnel is the next, I guess, jumping off point. By closing the building, is the personnel from that closed building going to be reabsorbed in other buildings, or are there going to be some job losses?
Well, actually, we're yet to determine which building will close, but basically all four buildings will have to restructure. If someone's teaching second grade in one building today and that building becomes the early childhood center, then they would need to move to another building. So we're taking all the staff and redistributing them so that they meet the needs that we've set forth for second through fourth graders in two buildings, and then to have the early childhood center. So actually, it's not like the one building that will actually physically be closing. Every other building that will remain open will actually be restaffed and reconfigured to serve a different community. So every building will start with a new team next year, and we're looking forward to that, and it's a pretty exciting possibility. We're hoping not to obviously lose any staff, but we always have that possibility whenever you're downsizing as far as the personnel in the buildings. But we do have some retirements this year. We also have some resignations and some people that are moving on for next year. So we're hoping just to absorb any loss through attrition and not through laying off people.
Are all of these changes and this reorganization, of course, the ones we've just talked about, are all at the elementary and preschool level and kindergarten level? Is there anything similar coming forth in the upper grades?
This was actually just a first step
okay.
in the process, in the sense of, yes, this is a major decision to actually physically close a building, but it also was a decision made to keep our current secondary structure as far as having 5-6 in one building, 7-8 in another building, and 9-12 in another building. So although we'll be keeping that structure, each building is looking to reinvent itself as far as what is going to be offering for next year, how we're going to be serving our community, how we're going to be serving our students who struggle academically, as well as our students who are above average and bright and capable. So so we're looking at all those areas. This was, again, just a first step in trying to pursue a plan that has many different steps in the process.
And it sounds like you did this right. As you said, you started last fall, and community involvement is key in having these changes, am I correct, in having these changes go through more smoothly.
Absolutely. We were really blessed with having opportunity to have a wide variety of things we were looking into. And during the course of December was my first community forums. And then in January, we narrowed down our focus and looked at reconfiguring our elementary schools. And that went forward in February with community forums. We also did a survey online and did a survey where we handed out surveys. I mean, we actually had 1,064 surveys turned back in, which is an incredible number statistically. So we did get community and staff involvement in the process. And I think that helped everyone to realize that it was for the benefit of the students, and that's why we're here.
Well, and I think information is power, and the more information that parents in the community have and the more feedback you get from them, the better decisions that are made all around.
Absolutely. I'm very pleased. As you know, this is my first year here in Waverly and in Michigan, but I do believe in transparency, and I have an excellent school board supporting the need to get input from the people and the community, and we're just moving ahead, and I'm really pleased that it passed so unanimously last night, and that it's just the first step in reinventing our own school system. And yes, it dovetails into the need of other school systems are experiencing as well as ours to look at our finances and be fiscally responsible. But this was a situation where we were going to budget the plan and not plan the budget. So we ended up with a situation where, yes, it will save us money, but we were looking at what we could do to better serve students rather than, what can we cut to facilitate our budget crisis. So.
Well, it's a different approach, and it sure sounds like it's a good one. You said this was the first step. What is the next step you're heading towards?
Well, we're looking into now that it has been decided we are going to close the building. We're going to work in the next 2 weeks, literally. Crunching some numbers, trying to see what building would be the one that needs to close. I've also done a reach out to the townships, both Delta Township and Lansing Township, as well as I'm looking into some religious organizations, et cetera, as well as campus life. To see whether any of them would be interested in utilizing a building. we're certainly not going to sell it, whatever building it is, but we want to find out whether or not there's a group, either a governmental group or perhaps another organization that could use the building, during the course of the next 3 to 5 years before we're going to need it again. So that I'm working on that, and that will help determine which building we're going to close. And then we'll continue to look at all the other aspects of our school system almost on a daily basis to make improvements. We've been working on it this year, and we're just more than delighted to be working on it forward for next year.
Well, Dr. Deborah Jones, I appreciate it so much. It sounds like a good plan and a good school board behind you to implement it with community backing as well. So congratulations on that, and we'll follow the process through.
Thank you. Look forward to the future. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dr. Deborah Jones, Waverly School Superintendent. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.